Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. There's only three of us so far, and that's Pastor Sims and Pastor, Minister Black. So before I do the scripture and start in the prayer, we're going to, praise God, want to get a few more saints on the phone. Yes, bless the Lord. So we're singing, thank you, Lord. Y'all can say it in y'all spirit on the other end. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's Mother Willette. So it's four of us now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we can go on, praise God, with the five that's on the line. And God bless the other ones to join us. Praise the Lord. We will give God glory and honor and thank him for all this great and mighty acts. What a marvelous, wonderful God we serve. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Hallelujah. Thank God how you divinely connect us together that we may pray and intercede, not only just for one another and for the body of Christ, for our nation, for our leaders, glory to God spiritually and the ones, glory in the secular, as well as the things that are going on in the earth realm. Praise the Lord. Taking authority over the adversary of all the devices and things that he's doing. We believe in God for great reports to come. Even for those that are prison-bound spiritually and naturally, those, glory to God, in need of a Savior, for those, glory to God, that need peace and forgiveness, God, so many things to pray for. Bless God and for us to stay tuned in and do like the woman of God said last night. Glory to God. Keep our eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus Christ. Walking circumspectly to his word, not leaning to the left or the right. He was saying even when we, glory to God, run like an athlete. They run to win a prize or a trophy. Only one can obtain that trophy or the prize. But as she said, we are in Christ and we stay in the race. All of us can win. We may be doing it at different times or whatever because the race is not given to the swift nor the strong. But as we stand fast and hold fast, we will obtain that prize in Jesus Christ. And we say, you got to lay aside those sins and them weights and glory to God, not be looking at a rearview mirror, but we got to look, glory to God, look forward to those things that God has before us. Like Paul said that he pressed toward the mark. Not that he'd already obtained, but one thing he did do was press toward the mark, forget those things behind him, and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank God for Apostle Bergner. Bless the dynamic word that God had blessed last night for her to bring. Our scripture reading will be coming tonight from Psalms 34. And it said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Down at the first verse. My life makes it boast in the Lord. It let the humble and the afflicted hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought, inquired of the Lord and required him of necessary and of the authority of his word. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were, okay, I want to make sure that I'm looking at the Amplified all up on the page. Praise God. Oh, fear the Lord, you, his saints. Revere and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. That came out in the Amplified Bible. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the word of God. Bless the Lord. Before we came on tonight, the Lord had put in my spirit to, oh, Lord, there's not much clean up. That was me that time. That was too tough. Let me let it come back. Praise the Lord that, I know I didn't do that. Jesus, praise the Lord. That we will just go ahead and pray. We have several requests that need some attention right away. So we're going to do a quick prayer for them. And Pastor Sims is on the line, too, and she's having surgery tomorrow. And she may have to get off the line over to God because she's in preparation for the surgery on her kidney tomorrow. So we want to make sure that we cover the basis on these prayers tonight. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to say a short prayer. We want to see what I have on the line. Because we're gonna, I have several of them. We're going to break those down real quick. And so forth. So, Mother Willette, I'm asking you to pray for Pastor Sims. It's concerning. I'm going to give each one so we can't take a long time on it, but we want to make sure we hit those high points of what's really needed. Praise God. Pastor Sims, she has surgery tomorrow on her kidneys. That one procedure started at 7:30 in the preparations and doing the radiation and doing the cable that they got to put in, and then later on they're going to have, at 12, they're going to have her actual surgery for that kidney stone. Take that prayer and also a prayer for a mother, a Maggie Kirkland. She's 74, and she will have surgery Wednesday on her right leg to be amputated. That came from Sister Evangelist Edwards. Put that prayer request in. Brother Black, would you take the prayer with the Evangelist Kelly? She has, well, she's back at work now, but she's shingles in Washington State. And add to that one, you take that one. Let me see who else is online. It's Mother Alexander. There, yeah. Mother Alexander, take this one with First Lady Paige. She has some problems with the kidney and also with the challenge with came up with her blood, and so there might be a procedure that may have to be done with her. Pray for her kidney, and also, I think I got something written out here twice. Just a Bertha, I will take that one. Oh, just add this encouragement for continues with the Bird family. So it's not for her and her family. And this one that I would take with Evangelist Edwards for the taste buds. And who did I say? Anyone for May Gilmore? The fatty tissue. Okay, I'll just put my name there. Okay, let me open these lines so that way the ones that are just required, we're going to get those prayers in. Then we still may have some prayer requests at the end of the night. Then we're going to go on with what God has given us for continue to pray. But this is just something he gave me specifically tonight to pray. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence in that name that's above every name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you love us. You are for us, hallelujah, and you're working out situations on our behalf. And Father, right now in Christ Jesus' name, we praise you and we worship you because you're worthy. Hallelujah. Even if you didn't do anything else, you are to be praised. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we just appreciate what you're doing. Now, Heavenly Father, we lift up Pastor Sims, who's scheduled for surgery on tomorrow. We thank you, Lord God, that this is one of your vessels. We thank you that you already know about the procedure that she would have done on her kidneys. Excuse me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray that your hand, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, your supernatural, miracle-working, healing hand, be with her throughout this procedure, through the prep procedures. We pray nothing going wrong in the name of Jesus. We pray that your guardian angels encamp about her as she go through this procedure, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that she'll finally be rid of that kidney stone. We pray in Christ Jesus' name that there's no problems. We pray that there's no excruciating pain that she'll have to suffer because of the procedure that she needs to have tomorrow. We are thanking you, Heavenly Father, in advance because you taught us to pray. And I trust, hallelujah, that you're the God that can bring this to pass with no trouble to her, Lord God. And I pray special favor in her life. I pray, Father God, that you, your presence, Lord God, be with her and your, Lord God, anointing be upon that procedure that has to be done. We pray for wisdom for her physicians, that they are alert, Lord God, that the anesthesiologist, Lord God, that they mix the right medication, Lord God, that she'll need, Lord God, to go through this procedure. We just thank you, Lord God, in advance that she's going to go through this if she must need go through it because we know you are the miracle worker and you can deal with the situation even before she have the surgery, Lord God. That's who you are. So we thank you in advance for what you're doing for her. We thank you that she's not a woman of, Lord God, living by fear, so we cancel every assignment that the enemy is trying to bring and make suggestions to her to, and make her think that something could go wrong. We plead the blood of Jesus against every demonic deception that might try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we cancel it right now in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord God, for blessing her and giving her favor through this procedure. We lift up Maggie Kirkland in the name of Jesus. She has surgery coming up, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you gave us two legs, Father God, for a reason. But God, if her one of her legs has gotten to the point where it's not doing what it's supposed to do and it's going to cause her more harm than good, we pray that you will go through this procedure with Maggie Kirkland in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, if it's your will that she would not have to have the leg amputated, but we know, Lord God, whatever we face, hallelujah, and even in Romans it talks about this present suffering, Lord God, is not even to be compared to the glory that we will experience when we meet with you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, hallelujah, you put a peace in Maggie Kirkland's heart, Lord God, if she must need go through this procedure. We pray for no residual effects, Lord God, no excess pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you give her divine favor. Let your guardian angels encamp about her. Give her the peace of God, knowing that whatever she goes through, when she belongs to you, Lord God, she doesn't have to go through anything alone. I would, Lord God, that you would let that when the doctors go in to begin the surgery, they'll see that, you know what, we don't need to do this. Lord God, I would that she would keep the leg because you gave us two legs. So So, God, I pray that if the enemy is trying to exalt himself, I pray that you destroy the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And, God, we're trusting you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You said to pray, men ought to always pray. And you said in Mark 11 to have faith in God. We have faith in God, and we're interceding on behalf of our sisters, and we're praying, Lord God, that your hand of anointing, your hand of mercy, your hand of grace, and your hand of help be upon both these ladies that must need go through this surgery if it has to be, in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you in advance for a wonderful, great, and positive outcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We praise you, we honor you, we worship you for working this out for both of them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up Evangelist Kelly, God, even with the shingles, God. We just, Lord, decree over the atmosphere. Evangelist Kelly is not under the curse of the law, but she is in Jesus. And as long as she's in Jesus, she's Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you redeemed us from the curse of the law, and the blessings of Abraham comes on us, God. Even by your stripes we're healed, God, and we thank you, Lord, and we just bless your name. And right now we speak peace in her life, in Evangelist Kelly's life, and we speak healing in every area of her life. And let these shingles just dry up and fall off, God. Even two shots, 6 months apart, God, helps with 50 years and older with shingles. But even so, God, right now we ask for your creative healing right now, God. Lord, just touch from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we thank you for it. Right now, we count it done, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, you know it's all, and you see everything that is going on with Sister Paige. But Father God, we know that your word tells us already that by your stripe we are healed. So I'm binding up this false spirit that come against our kidney and our blood, Lord God, and we cast it back to the pit of hell. We command it to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast this false spirit back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For it's in the name of Jesus, Sister Paige, stand strong in the name of Jesus. By faith, knowing that there's no sickness, no diseases that God cannot heal. And we claim in victory over this false spirit that come against our body right now in the name of Jesus. We claim it's done, Lord, because by faith you stand. Regardless what the situation look like, remember who you are in Christ Jesus. And bind it up in the name of Jesus. It got to loose for who you are in Christ. Remember that there is nothing impossible for God to do. And he gave us the power to stand faithful and to bind things unhurt. Claiming your healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. For it's in your name we stand faithful, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, we pray for Evangelist Edwards, God. We bless the Lord for her body. We thank you, Lord God, for that tongue, that you will bless her tongue palate to have the taste buds to return, God, even more healthy than they were before. We bind Satan up in the name of Jesus. So even when they have an appetite for food and you can't taste it, he is a liar. God, bless that tongue right now in Jesus' name. He said by his stripes we were healed. Healing is in his wings, and he sent his word to heal. So we believe that we continue to confess it. So as you said in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we receive. And then so you said also, glory to God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have that assurance of the D title, that glory to God, that God says will come to pass in the name of Jesus. We pray also for Nate Gilmore, glory to God, for what's been said as Mother Pastor Sims had made that request about some fatty tissue, fatty liver. In the name of Jesus, we believe in, glory to God, for her divine healing. But God, we also pray for her faith. We come against anxiousness. We come against the fears and the anxiousness that the enemy brings over to God to have her nervous and worrying. We bind that up and take authority over it so that way she can have the faith of what God's word says. Because he said in James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't expect to get anything from God. So we want to block what the enemy is trying to do to have her overwhelmed and anxious. And you said in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord. But you said that also that in your word, be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication, make our request known. So that let us know we got to have faith, glory to God, in order for to receive from the Lord. Because Hebrews 11 and 6 told us the only thing that pleases God is faith. And when we diligently seek him, he will reward us. So we believe in, as we stand in the gap and undergird her in prayer, that she will come to that place. But in the meantime, we're rebuking and binding Satan to take his hands off of her body and whatever else is going on in that body that caused her to be concerned or overwhelmed or nervous or worrying in the name of Jesus. God, so we bless you and we believe, glory to God, for your divine touch and your divine healing in the name of Jesus. And we give all glory, praise, and honor to you. We thank you, Lord God, for all of those that are going through right now, through bereavement or going through growing challenges, and those that are grieving over not only just loved ones, but even for the various things that are going on that are happening with they don't have a place to stay, they don't have shelter, they don't have food, clothing, or they don't have the proper means of you know, to have the necessary essentials, and so much grief and sorrow, and then leaving doors open for other things over to God to terrify and take place. God, we know you're a restorer, you're a healer and a deliverer, and you told us to pray and pray without ceasing. So, God, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us to pray. We take authority over Satan, all his little cords, and every setup, trap, snare, untimely death, sickness, disease, every plot, plan, whatever he's plotting to do, rebellion and stuff, and I'll just rob and steal and kill. We bind you and loose you from your assignment and send you back to your dry place in which you came. We loose the Holy Spirit, have thine own way for salvation, deliverance, healing, wholeness, peace, and joy, restoration, restoring, resurrection, power. God, we bless you for it in the name of Jesus. We are praying, glory, that those that have lost their faith and those, glory to God, are just torn between so many situations and things that have occurred and stuff that's bombarding them. God, we are praying the enemy is loose from his assignment now. Minister to them through the Holy Spirit in the name of send your ministering angels. Open up their eyes, open up their understanding, bring clarity of thought, bring them to a place where God, they will look up and live. And those that don't know you in the part of their sins, God, save, deliver, set free, but take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, put some people in their path, and even if you got to put them in their path again, God, as they open their hearts now to be able to receive. Help us as believers to get some things in line and put our eyes on Christ Jesus and lay aside every sin and every weight and whatever that may cause us, glory to God, to stumble in this time. In Jesus' name, we give it to you, and we, glory to God, glorify you for it. In Jesus' name, God, we pray for submission, repentance, and obedience and commitment to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray one for another and walk in forgiveness, your forgiveness and your agape. We bless you, and we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. To God be the glory for all that he has done and doing and will do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Under the circumstances, Pastor Finn will not be able to share tonight, so praise God. We're just going to read a couple of things, and then we're going to go right on into the rest of our prayer. Praise God. And it's a little bit on overflow. What are you providing to receive the overflow? Praise God. Tasha Cobb's song says, if you provide the fire, I will provide the sacrifice. What is your sacrifice? The Bible tells us in Romans 12, glory to God, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Praise the Lord, not lip service. We have to learn how to surrender all. We can make a confession, but is that confession to a true surrendering? Glory to God, your will and my way. No will, God, not my way. Glory to God, let Jesus have his way in us. Praise the Lord. And we have to, glory to God, be in a place that we are let flesh be on parade, because the Bible says no flesh will glory in his sight. Not can't be a part-time lover. And we have to be into a place, glory to God, that we will say, fill me up, glory, until I want no more. Glory to God. And we're talking about fill me up, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Glory to God. And we got to get to a place and so forth like this. We got to deny this flesh. We got to be willing to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Like the woman of God said last night, we're in a race, but the race that we're in, glory to God, it's like we're in a spiritual race. And the word also said that it's not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure. And we're going to need some endurance power here. Like she said, it's only a trophy or a prize that only one can win when they are in a race here, whether you're an athlete or whatever you're trying to accomplish, that race that you're in, glory to God. But when it comes to the believers, we all going to win, glory to God, if we're coming in at different times when it's time to depart from this place. Glory to God, here in earth, we're in a foreign land, and this land here that we're in, we're supposed to be about kingdom business and doing the work of the kingdom. And so if we're going to be doing the will of the Lord, we have to crucify this flesh, pick up our cross, and follow the Lord. And we want the blessings of the Lord, but sometimes, glory to God, we find out a lot don't want to go through anything. They don't want to suffer nothing. They don't want to whatever. We want to work around in Galatians 5 that it talks about having the character of Jesus Christ, the fruit of the Spirit. We can't just take suffering off the table and take whatever else is off the table that we don't like you go into a smoking board or all-you-can-eat bar. I don't like broccoli. Well, I don't like fish. Well, I don't like carrots, and I don't like this. It's not about that. It's about what he told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll. We got to get to a point where we take in God's word, whatever it takes, glory to God, for that flesh to be crucified and for anything that's contrary to the will of the Lord that will come up in our lives or we're doing, we got to get rid of those things so that way we can walk, glory to God, circumspectly to his word and also walk into the overflow. Praise the Lord. We know that the blessings of the Lord add enrich and make it no sorrow. But there are some things that the Bible says that he poured out his blessings upon he rained on the just as well as the unjust. But as we as believers, we will have favor to overflow blessings and all kinds of other benefits that we will have as we walk according to what God's word say. And so, glory to God, it says, when she have, this was something that came out of Habakkuk, and it says, something that was written ever since April. It says, Habakkuk 3:17, though the fig tree should not blossom, Habakkuk was part of the remnant of Israel who remained faithful to the Lord. He was jealous for the nation of Israel who had strayed far away from the Lord, their God. He did not understand why God did not punish their iniquities and bring them back to himself. God, as in the past time, northern kingdom of Israel in captivity by the Assyrians, southern kingdom, equally wicked. This prophet knew that God's chosen nation had wandered far from him and had fallen deep into apostasy and idolatry. And this prophet of God wanted them to be returned back to the Lord. Yet it seemed that God was turning a blind eye to their spiritual adultery. How long, he mourned, before the wicked go unpunished. Habakkuk wanted God to punish Israel so they would return to him. But how perplexed for this godly man to hear the Lord was to use the wicked Babylonian nation to punish his chosen people. Habakkuk knew that the Dagon practices of the Chaldean nation were even more ungodly, evil than Judah apostasy. Habakkuk couldn't understand how God could use such an evil, treacherous nation to punish her own people. Overflow, are you ready? Israel's sin did not seem to be so great by comparison, but all sin must be punished. And Habakkuk was given to a great assurance by God that the barbaric nation he would use to punish his own people would themselves be punished. They would be broken and into pieces by the Lord, own righteousness, judgment until upon them. The tribulation was about to divulge the little kingdom of Judah. I'm going to skip for a minute and get over into this other piece so it won't be too long. I didn't even check for 15 minutes. Okay, wait a minute. Praise the Lord. The goodness of God and the righteousness of God and the chosen people. Habakkuk was given a great assurance that Israel's coming terrible time of tribulation would have a purifying effect on God's people. And I'm going to skip over here. Habakkuk was able to pray with a surety. Though the fig trees should not blossom, there be no fruit on the vines. Though the yield of the olives should fail and of the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, there be no cattle in the stalls. Yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. For the Lord my God is my strength. God is working his plan and redeeming through his church. As God's people, we have in many respects become corrupt. We have compromised the truth of God, righteousness, word, by accepting unrighteous laws of false doctrines into, glory to God, the middle without challenge. We have to embrace many worldly ways. You're talking just at the body, some parts of the body, watered down the truth of God's word and allowed false teachers and doctrines and demons to infiltrate our churches and our minds. We have forgotten what it is to blush. As a church, we need to call out, as did Habakkuk, and pray that in his wrath, the Lord would remember mercy. We should get on our face and confess, glory to God, that as the body of Christ, we have not done what we should, the things that we should not have done, and in the body of Christ, we should humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and cry out to his mercy, though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on it. We got to get to a place no matter what. If we want to receive the overflow, we got to humble ourselves and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign in us. We got to be like Joshua in 1:5, glory to God, the 10, so obedience. Carry out the details, the commands. Be of good courage, obedience. God will not forsake thee. The power of the presence of God. When everything you have been leaning on, falling, all you have is God leaning on the promises of God, his word. Can you stand to be blessed? If you find your purpose bigger than you, God will help you. Be strong in the Lord and very courageous, because it's things that try to take our strength. If we don't, we won't survive. When you praise God, he is blessing you. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Glory to God. He inhabits the praise of his people. He said that everything that have breath praise me. God promises is not that you will not have the fight. The promise is I will be with you in the fight. Bless the Lord. What good is property without the presence of God? What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else to be added. When we try to do things outside of the will of the Lord and try to be prosperous and try to get things and obtain things without him, glory to God, it's like on sinking sand. He said on the rock, glory to God, to build our house on the rock of Jesus Christ. Because anything else outside of him, glory to God, is nothing but a door for the enemy to come in, to rob, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't give him the open doors, because he fights us enough already. If you don't hold on to the promise of God, he will never leave you. Then you will lean on something else that will be, glory to God, taken away. If God be for you, who can be against you? Whom God bless, no man can curse. Praise God. To purify you, get in the word of God. Can you be grateful? Sick, glory to God. Like even with Job, what he went through, still yet he praised the Lord. Does your cup overflow? Are your blessings blocked? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we know that from 1 all the way down to the whole chapter, praise God. And it says in Psalm 23, David expressed how God blessed. He felt. He gave us the word, picture about the overflowing cup. David was trying to describe that he was blessed beyond anything he deserved to be king. God's grace. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Then we go on, praise God, to the cup. In David's case, he was talking about how God so filled his life, how God's presence was so everywhere with him that his cup overflowed because of the goodness of it. David's cup overflowed because it was filled with the presence of God. What is your cup filled with? What are you doing, glory to God, to fill your cup? How are you getting the overflow? Is it, glory to God, things that you're doing, or is it things, glory to God, that God's doing? What profit is a man, as he said, to gain the whole world and lose his soul? David made sure he was drinking the things spiritually, speaking that would fill, what would fill his cup. He dumped the sin out of his cup by confessing his need for forgiveness. He was spending time with God. David was one of those men that was after God's own heart. Not that he never sinned, he never made a mistake, but when he did, he wholeheartedly went to God, and he cried out unto the Lord. It wasn't no lip service. It wasn't because I got caught. That's why I'm in his heart, was that he never repeated the same thing. He might have gotten something else, but he never repeated. But he was a man that, glory to God, cried out unto the Lord. How many, glory to God, with things going, people are still holding things from childhood, still hurting, glory to God, for the last pastor, glory to God, I didn't give you that position. Or, glory to God, something happened on your job, or your wonderful prayer partner turned back around and forsake you, or turned back around and end up, glory to God, doing something that hurt you so dear and bad that you can't forgive. How about, glory to God, things are going on with your children or your family or whatever, things that you thought God should do. Some of them walk around still mad with God, only doing half, you're half-heartedly, glory to God. You want to hold on to having fire insurance because you don't want to go to hell. The devil is alive, praise God, because if we don't walk according to God saying walk in repentance, we can find ourselves, glory to God, the enemy will put you in a good mood to go to hell too as well, praise the Lord. They dumped the sin out of He dumped the sin out of his cup by confessing his need for forgiveness. He was spending time with God. He was exalting God. He was praising him. When we fill our lives with the Lord, when we fill our lives with God, we can expect the overflow. There will be some challenges. God wants to expand us. God is full of life, energy, and because of his power and his love, he has no limit. We can expect him to fill every space where he is invited, so much so that he spills out of our lives in ways that cause us to be aware of him and thanksgiving for his presence. And others will find, glory to God, the spirit of the Lord, the overflow that we're feeling, glory to God, and that anointing in our lives, that anointing to be so strong that people will recognize the anointing, recognize the grace, the mercy, recognize the gifts, recognize, glory to God, the character of Jesus Christ in our lives. Glory to God. He said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them all. To examine our lives, to look at what we may be filling them with. Lest the Spirit of God depart from us. We aren't even aware of it. Glory to God. The lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. Praise God. Help us to recognize when things are going on. Because as the Bible says in Corinthians, examine yourself daily to make sure you're in the faith. If we would do that and self-examination, glory to God, and go in and check out what's going on in our closets, in our minds, and what's going on. We can find ourselves lining up with God's word, but we got to have a humble spirit, an obedient spirit, a submissive spirit, a willing, glory to God, for thy will, denying thyself, praying for others, even our enemies when they despitefully use us, how he told us to pray and how he told us to bless. We can't even do that with our brothers and sisters. How you going to graduate to that point? What sometimes people that block the flow of the blessing in your life, and I'm trying to do two more minutes and get out of the way. Blessed in your life, are you thankful for the blessing I've already provided? Bless the Lord. You got to learn to bless him in the valley and learn to bless him on the mountaintop. You don't learn how to bless him in the valley I'm only on the mountaintop. When you get in the valley, praise God, you'll be, oh, woe me, and I don't know, and how the devil, and what if, and then you get over to all these other places where we're at bringing doubt and unbelief and this, that, and the other, and letting the enemy sing songs to you. Next thing you know, the door is open. Glory to God, and he's at the table supping with you, and you having a party with him. The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him. We got to close out these other things and close out these desires of the flesh and other things that curse. When you fall in love with somebody on the natural, you know how it is, how you keep yourself and cleave yourself to them. How much more are we asked to for God, the creator, the one that have all power, the one that made us, the one where I can change things in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the one over to God that says, I hold a king's heart in my hand. I can turn it like a river. God says, God looks on the heart, man looks on the outward appearance. God is a phenomenal God. And he knows how to make, if it's five loaves of bread and two fishes, he can make all the thousands that he done fed over to God. So a five and seven, a five and two don't make seven with God. He can make it 700,000. He can make it 7 million. He can do whatever he wants to. But we got to let him do what he do and be let him give the increase. It's almost 1 more minute. Blessing, I've already provided. God says we will make the rule over, we said, be thankful over a few things and I'll make you rule over much. What may be in the cup of your life that is keeping God from being able to pour his blessing into your life in a way that overflows? Beautiful ashes, I will restore unto you everything your enemy has taken out of you. You got to have the faith. It is a sin that needs to be dealt with. Maybe you aren't saying, like David, my cup runneth over, my cup overflows or runneth over. Maybe you lack contentment. Maybe something's obscuring your vision that you can't or haven't appreciated blessings that has been bestowed upon you. We got to learn how to be blessed, even what God has already done, to the increase. Like Paul said, that I learned, brother, that I'd be content in whatever state. Brother, that from the least onto the greatest or whatever. What's blocking your blessing? What's restricting your capacity to receive from God? Is it jealousy, envy, lies, hatred, impatience, unforgiveness, pride, high-minded, covetous, insecurity, low self-esteem, lack of faith, trust, selfishness, hurt, fear, pain? Glory to God. Let pain and panic, brothers. We got to get rid of them too as well. And we're closing with this. Those things become attention stealers, discouraged, and eventually people will make idols out of them, sometimes unaware. The space of our hearts that were made for God are giving to think it to trim to, I don't know what I wrote right there, and treasures and expel. Glory to God, that can't satisfy. When we suffer our lives with, when we stuff our lives with worriness, we can expect God to take his hands off the blessings of our lives until we get back to that place to acknowledge him and get rid of that. And remember, but Jesus be on the throne, he's a jealous God, and he'll have no other God before him. Sometimes we can let these things be our gods, and then other times, our idols, and then other times, glory to God, we may end up letting our problems and worrying be our, the end of being idols. So we got anything we give praise more to or attention more to, it can become an idol, because God got to be first in everything. Prayer. Lord, will you help us, show us, create space for you. Help us to be quick to recognize when we begin to be distracted and begin to fall away from your grace. Help us to be thankful at all times, to allow, to always fill our spirits with your word. Hold on to faith, trust in you. Be to be grateful for your sacrifice in our behalf, on our behalf, our Savior, healer, and deliverer. Thanksgiving so that he can fill our lives to overflowing. We are already blessed, but there is always more and more to receive through Christ Jesus. Praise God. I believe I probably went over because I can't. I didn't ask anybody to watch for me, but I got a feeling that I was a little bit over my 15 minutes for our sister. But nevertheless, we're going to, praise God, I'm trying to think. Is this Pastor Betty on the phone or Prophetess Benjamin? Which one is that? 1364.
That's me, Pastor.
Praise God. Would you go ahead and pray? Whatever you put on, even if you don't want to pray long, just pray, and then I'll look up and see if who else we have on the line to start praying, and we'll go back to the ones that take those intercessors.
Hallelujah.
Bless our Jesus, Father God.
Thank you. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word tonight, even from Psalms 103. Hallelujah. Just a few verses just to encourage our heart and just to know you still in control. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O our soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that youth is renewed like eagles. Father, we thank you. We give you all honor. We give you all glory just to continue to dwell in your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you for how your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you for how you remind us, hallelujah, to forget not your benefits. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness, Father, even as we go further in prayer. We ask for forgiveness of all things that we said or done displeasing unto your sight today, whether wrong intent of our thoughts, wrong intent of our hearts, whether it's a wrong intent of wrong motive of our thoughts, the wrong motive of our heart. We ask for forgiveness, Father. We don't want anything to separate us from your love or your presence in the name of Jesus. We come to just bless you and glorify you for this evening. Thank you for your mercy today, Father, how your mercy kept us, everyone on the line, everybody's family member. Thank you for your mercy, Father. If it had not been for your mercies, we would have been consumed today. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for your unfailing love. Thank you for your grace towards us. Hallelujah. And not just us, God, but for America. Your grace. Hallelujah. Your mercy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We glorify your name tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can come tonight and bless the Lord and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thanking you for your goodness. Thanking you for your loving kindness, thanking you for your peace, thanking you for, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus that redeemed our very soul, hallelujah. We just thank you. We have so much to give you praise for and thanksgiving for, Father. We just bless you. We glorify you. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your peace, your joy. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus, you left. Your assignment was finished. You did not leave us alone. You did not leave us comfortless. You left us your spirit. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit today in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. How the Holy Spirit walks alongside us, how he reminds us of what you have said to us, Jesus. Thank you for how he is our comforter. We bless you. We thank you for how he leads us and guides us in all truth in the name of Jesus. We just bless you for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I ask a blessing upon all those that are on the line tonight. I thank you, Father, for meeting every need on everyone that's on the line and those that are coming on the line. Bless everybody's household. Meet the need in everybody's home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal where there needs to be healing. Encourage where there needs to be encouraged. Thank you for your oil of joy tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, hallelujah, the spirit of garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We just bless you, Father, for your peace. Ask that you bless every home on the line, everyone that's representing a home, every family member. If there's anyone's family on the line that needs to be saved, we thank you for your ordained time to get that person saved in their household in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for if anyone on the line need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, a family member need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that you fill them, Father, your ordained set time in the name of Jesus. We just love you, Father. We just praise you. We exalt you. We come to lift up, hallelujah, ask a blessing upon the President of the United States. We lift them up before you. We ask, Father, that you bless the Vice President. Hallelujah. All those that have ruled over us, we lift up our mayors. We lift up our governors. We lift up our senators. We lift up the congressmen. Just ask that you give them wisdom on how to rule this country in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we thank you, Father, that they not in control, but they do hold a position. And you did say pray for those that have rule over you, over us, excuse me, have rule over us. So we thank you for your mercy tonight concerning them in the name of Jesus. We even ask, Father, as they do not know you in the pardon of their sins, we come to you, the Lord of harvest, that can turn their heart. You, Father, hallelujah, send someone by to minister the gospel to them in the name of Jesus. Where the devil has them blinded, where they feel in disbelief that you don't exist, we ask, Father, that the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shine upon them, where they will cry out, what must they do to be saved in the name of Jesus? We ask, Father, for your divine protection over them, your divine protection over us locally here in Columbia, South Carolina, and across the world. Your divine protection, Father. I even lift up those that are serving in the military tonight. Hallelujah. I ask a divine protection over them, Father. The young children, the ones that may have enlisted at a young age, right out of high school, I ask for your mercy upon them, Father. Protect them. Keep them safe, even as they are away from home or in AIT or basic training. We ask for your divine protection upon them and over them tonight in the name of Jesus. Those that are locally in the States or those that are overseas, your divine protection. Watch over them. Keep them. In Jesus' name, we bless you. We even lift up our law enforcement. Those people who are working as emergency personnel operators, we lift up our police officers, our police sheriffs. We lift up our fire marshals. We lift up the fire workers, hallelujah. We lift up those that even in the ambulance, drive the ambulances. We even ask that you bless them, Father, the firefighters, police officers, police sheriffs, FBI agent, marshals, hallelujah, all those that have a duty where they go out to protect and serve. But we ask that you bless them as they go out. Some of them going out in areas seen or no seen, called on calls, or they don't know where they're going. But we ask for your divine protection. They don't know what they're going to face when they get there. Just your divine protection over them. Hallelujah. Locally and across the world in the name of Jesus. We thank you you're able to do it. Ask an anointing on every intercessor, those that you have called to intercede. Thank you for your anointing to pray. Hallelujah. To pray fervently and effectually. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for tonight. Ask that you bless all those on the line. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We'll have Evangelist Noel. Then we'll go back to Mother Alexander, Brother Black, and then Mother Willette. Praise God. The line is open. Sister
Noel? Okay, I'm coming. I had it on mute. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Father God, we come to you right now, O Lord, in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father, we just ask you right now, Lord, to be with us, O God. Protect us, O God. Oh, God, just keep us wrapped in your loving arms and care. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord God, to bind up everything, oh, Father God, that is not like you, oh, Father God. And, Father God, we speak spirit of authority over every unseen sin, everything that's not like you, everything that's coming through to our temple over us, oh, God. We ask you, Lord God, to build a fence around it and protect it in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we just ask you right now, Lord God, to just have mercy upon us right now, Father. Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus all around in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God. We just can't get enough for saying thank you, because we thousand tongues, it could not tell you thank you enough. Oh, God, because you are continuing to bless us, oh, Father God. You are continuing to let your angels be all around us and protect us, oh, Father God, from unseen danger in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to build a hedge around our young people, oh, Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to lead them in the right direction, oh, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them an obedient spirit, Lord God, that they will listen and follow direction in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for just building them up and keeping them strong. Father God, give them the right mind, oh, Father God, a mind to serve you in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just build a hedge around all the schools in the college, oh, God, middle school, every school where children gather, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you for your protection in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because, Father God, so much is going on, oh God, in the land, oh Father God. But, Father God, you gave us power and authority, oh God, to declare and decree and declare. And, oh God, that we decree and declare, oh God, that things, oh Father God, will go work out, oh God, in your mighty name, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we bind up that murdering demon that running to and fro, oh God, through the land right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, because, Father God, is there anything too hard for you? Father God, we realize that it's not nothing too hard for you. And we got you right now, Lord God, to turn things around in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, even though, God, for the pandemic that is going through the world right now, Lord God, Father God, we know, God, that you can take care of it, Father God. We know, Father God, that you can turn it around, oh, God. But, Father God, we realize, oh, Father God, that we have to be obedient and listen and obey the law of the land in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, we pray for those that are in the hospital, Lord God. We pray for those, oh, God, that are under, Father God, stress. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to build up them, oh God. We ask you, Father God, the doctors, the nurses, oh Father God, everyone, oh God, in the health care, Father God, the business, oh Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to build them up on every side, oh God, because, Father God, we realize, Lord God, that the flesh is weak, oh God. But, Father God, we ask you to make them strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for protection all around the teachers, oh God, the principals, oh God, for all those, oh God, that's in a leadership position, oh God. Father God, we thank you for your protection around them, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for leading them and direct them in the right way, oh God. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, we ask you right now, Father, to be with us in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, we have power and authority, oh God, over the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak, oh Father God, to the atmosphere, oh God. Oh God, we have power and authority over, oh God, all those things, oh Father God, that is as though they were not, oh God. We know, God, that you are God, Lord. You are God, and beside thee, there is none other. Father, we thank you this night, oh God. We thank you for everyone that is on the line, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for those, oh God, may not be feeling well in their body, but Lord God, we thank you for the healing angels being dispatched all around us, oh God. Because, Father God, we realize, Father God, we say we look to the hill, which cometh our help. Father God, we know our help comes from above, oh God. Father God, those that are hearts are heavy, oh God. Father God, we ask you to wipe their tears, oh God. Give them strength, oh God, because you said, weeping they endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. Father God, we don't know when our morning is, but we thank you, Father God, when it comes, oh God. And we know, God, as, oh, what a friend, oh God, that we have in you, God. Oh, God, we know, Father God, that we're in. Father God, and we thank you right now, Lord. Bless those that do not have in the name of Jesus. Father God, make a way for them because we know that you're a way maker. Father God, you are a problem solver. You're the light in the darkness. Father God, we just want to thank you. Oh, God, we ask you right now, Lord, to be with us, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you for direction right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, we declare and decree healing tonight. Oh, God, we declare in the healing. Oh, Father, dear God, we declare and decree, oh, God, that those that don't have, that they will have plenty. Father God, those that don't have a shelter, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray thee, God, by this time tomorrow, God, a way will be made in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now, God. We give you glory and honor. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Alexander, did she drop off?
No, I didn't drop off. I thought you said Brother Block, and then me.
Oh, I thought I said you first, but go ahead.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our life, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for you are the God that heal and deliver. Lord, you said in your word that you take away sickness and disease from the midst of us. Lord, I do believe you did, Father God. Help us to stand faithful and know that if you said it, then believe it. It's done in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to keep our eyes on you and know that you are the author and finisher of all things. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for how good you've been to us all, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. For, Father, your promises is what we stand in, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, you said if we pray, Father, we believe, Lord God, that if you said it, Father God, we're standing on your word because there is nothing more powerful than your word. We give you glory, Lord God, and we give you honor. According to the promises, Lord, you said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Those was your promises, Lord God, and we believe it according to your word, Lord God. In Isaiah 40, you tell us that. In Isaiah 40 and 31, that's your word, Father God, and we believe, Lord God. So we binding up any disease and sickness that try to come against the body. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, your promises tell us that you take away sickness from the midst. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God. And knowing that if you said it, that's it. There is nothing else to add to it. You said it, believe it, stand faithful, and claim the victory that is ours. Because, Father, you already paid the price for us. You suffer for us, Lord God. When you said it is finished, I believe, Lord God. It is finished. We're standing on your promises, and we're claiming a victory because we know the God we serve. He is a God that stands faithful. He is the beginning and the end. There is no other. There is not a Savior but him. And, Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise tonight, Lord God, because we know that you are the only living God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. For your word said, Lord God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Your promises is sure. If we can count on nothing else, we can count on your promises, Heavenly Father, because if you said it, Lord, I believe it in the name of Jesus. I believe, Lord God, that your promises said it, stand on it. Lord, we pray for Sister Bird, the prophetess, Lord God. Oh, God, touch her, Lord God. Let her know who she really are in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand faithful because you know who you are in Christ. It doesn't matter what goes on, knowing that God never leave and his word stand faithful. regardless what's come against you, stand faithful knowing that you are what God say you are. And the adversary should not have no power over your body. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are in our life, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are the God that heal, Lord God. Nobody heal but you, Lord God. You are the only healer, Heavenly Father. And we thanking you, Heavenly Father. We bind up pestilence, disease, and sickness that come against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For your word said, Lord God, you gave us the authority and the dominion, Heavenly Father. You said, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. We bind these diseases that come against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim victory, Lord God, victory. In Jesus' name, we proclaim the victory. Because, Lord, you paid a price for us. You suffer for us, Lord God. Glory to your name, Father God. Glory to your name, because there is no other God but you, Lord God. You are the God that created all things. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. No matter what come against the body, Lord, you created the body. So, Lord, I know you can renew, Lord God. Renew, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For you are the only deliverer, Lord, and the only healer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way for each and every one of us, Lord God, because you already paid the price. You pay the price for us on the Calvary tree. You suffer for us, Jesus, the only Savior we know. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God. Regardless where they are or who they are, Lord God, we know you said if we pray, if we pray, so no matter what come against them, prayer is covering them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. This is a song, amen, that's in my spirit. Yolanda Adams, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, and I thank God, Lord. I thank God the body of Christ can run to you, God, Lord. Psalms 8:10-9, the name of the Lord, Proverbs 8:10-9, I'm sorry, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are saved. I just thank you, Lord, Lord. We just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, just lifting you up. Our soul delights, Lord, in your way, God, and all that you do. You're perfect in all your ways, God. You're just good, God. We adore you. We bless your name. You're the victory in our lives, God. And if God, you be for us, then who can be against us? God, we trust your word. Lord, we believe by faith, God. You say, lo, I come in the whole volume in the book of the book, and we believe the whole book. Lord, hallelujah. Some many things are true, but you are the truth, which overrides every true fact in this earthly realm. The kingdom of God overrides all things. Reign supreme by itself because you are God. God, we thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We adore you. We bless you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. You're our shield and buckler. You're our righteousness. Hallelujah. You're our redeemer. Hallelujah, Lord. Even if we do wrong, God, Lord, Lord, not only do you redeem us, Lord, you clean us up from the inside out, God. You restore us, God. Hallelujah. You're a restorer of the breach. You're the bridge over troubled waters, God. Lord, what doors are closed, you are open, Lord, for your saints, God. And the doors that are open that mean harm to us, you are close them, God, for your beloved. Hallelujah. For the lovers of God. God, we just thank you, Lord. It's a fixed fight, and we already won. All we got to do is continue, God, to press. Forget those things that are behind us. Philippians 3:13, even 14. And press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. The road may get bumpy sometime. We may get a little weary sometime. But like Mother Willette say, don't throw in the towel. Don't abandon ship. Keep on keeping on. Ah, my God, I trust in your word, God. To go all the way until you come back for us. God, we bless you. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You're our pavilion. You're our secret place, God. Lord, even in the midnight hours, show up and speak to us. You're our protector and our provider. You're our sanctifier. Whew, you're God Almighty. You're the great I Am. Whatever we need you to be, that's who you are, and even more. Oh, my God, we thank you, God. We bless your name. You are our adoration and the lifter up of our head. We bless your name. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough because you're all that and more. Ooh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing who lives in it, which lives in the inside of us, strengthens us, leads us and guides us into all truth. We thank you, Lord, that whatever the enemy meant for bad, you turn it around for our good and your glory. We thank you, Lord, that the words you put in our mouth are like a fire. You make your words you put in our mouth fire, God. So when we speak to others, they say, I want what you have. I see something different about you. A peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. And Lord, even when you anoint us to share a word, they'll know that we've been with you. God, we bless your name, God, because you separated us unto your glory. Hallelujah, God, for your glory, your purpose, your good pleasure, which you purposed in us before the foundation of the earth, and when you filled us with the Holy Spirit, God, in Romans chapter 5, first 4 or 5 verses, God. It's for your good pleasure, your will, God, that you be glorified through us, God. God, we just thank you, God. We may see one thing, but you see all things. The little things that we're going through right now, somebody said these present situations, these temporary situations, not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. These trying times, somebody got a slit on the finger, but overseas somebody's head getting cut off. Somebody's lights just got shut off, but overseas somebody's house just got blown off the earth. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. And the closer I get to you, God, the more I see how much more I need you and how bad I really am. And I thank you that I need more cleaning. And I'm aware that I need more help, God. And I just bless your name, God. The more you show me, the more I want to get rid of me. I've been crucified, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. God, I give you all the glory, honor, and praise, God. Oh, Lord, bless the nations. Bless U.S. Bless Israel, God. Our enemies, God. The one who's sick and suffering. Oh, God. The ones we said we'll lift up all the days of our life, God, wherever they may be. Bless his prayer line. Even our home churches, our families, loved ones, God, relatives, God. Touch them, bless them, God. Do a work that only you can do and no other man can. No other God. Oh, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God all glory, honor, and praise. Father, I thank you so much. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for the prayers that have already gone forward. I thank you so much, Lord God, the sincere, heartfelt prayers. And God, I thank you that you love us so much, that you are for us, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of you right now, even making intercession for us. And Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray that your Holy Spirit will help me to pray. Help me to know how to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for what you're doing. And I thank you for the power of your word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans, praise God, 8 and the 8th chapter and verse 18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Hallelujah. Thank you. Even the verses before that, we are children of God and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And God, I thank you for the power of your word, the anointing in your word that goes forward. Thank you for Matthew 18 and 19, because I'm touching and agreeing with my brother and sisters that have already prayed. And your Matthew 18 and verse 18 says, "And I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose in the earth shall be loosed in heaven." Glory be to God. And again, verse 19, "I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Praise your name, Lord God. I praise you. I thank you for the exhortation that's gone up. You are worthy. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are the I am that I am. You're yet on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you're making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you care so much that you want to meet every one of our needs. Oh, Father God, I come believing that you hear us. 1 John 5th chapter. You hear us when we pray. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that if we know that you hear us, then when we pray, hallelujah, the sincere prayer, we know we have the petitions whereby we ask of thee. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, I just praise you. I thank you, Lord God, and I just, Lord God, thank you, Lord God. I pray right now in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God, in agreement with those prayers that have already gone forward. And I thank you, Lord God, that my faith says it's a done deal. It's already, when we come believing and standing on your promises, hallelujah, we can expect that your word, as I heard Brother Black say, we're in a fixed fight. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, has already gotten the victory on our behalf. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We don't have to pay for salvation. It's a free gift. Hallelujah. For by grace, hallelujah, through faith in Christ Jesus are we saved. Hallelujah. So we don't have to, Lord God, pay so much money, but it's a free gift. And I thank you, Lord God, as we study your word and find out more about you, Heavenly Father, and learn, hallelujah, yes, you are a God that loves us. Yes, you want us to, Lord God, succeed. You said you'll bless what we put our hands to. If it's things, Lord God, that's in accordance with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, God, you will bless what we put our hands to. Oh, glory be to God. And hallelujah, you give us, I love, praise God, Mark 11, 22. Jesus, you said, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Hallelujah. That faith that, yes, you can declare, decree, proclaim. You can say something to bring about a change in your circumstance, in your situation. That what Mark said, 9:23, if thou canst believe. And God, I pray against any doubt, any unbelief, any deception in Christ Jesus' name. I pray that we have learned as mature saints of God that it's no time to be wavering. It's no time to be double-minded. But it's time, hallelujah, to walk this word out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. To take you at your word, hallelujah, and trust you, glory be to God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I honor you, I bless you, I praise you, I worship you, I thank you for dealing with the eye conditions tonight at the name of Jesus. Lord God, someone may have a bad tooth. We're praying for divine deliverance. We pray that the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, which is anointed, glory be to God, will go forth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Whatsoever you ask, believing that you receive, you can have what you say. Glory be to God. Study it. It's in the word, glory be to God. That I'm not going to put any limits on you, Lord God. I'm just going to take you at your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if someone has a toothache, I pray your divine, virtuous healing power be, Lord God, touch that condition and cancel that pain in that mouth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. We pray for God. I'm thanking you that, and I declare and decree that cancer and all these diseases that's already under the blood that Jesus has already dealt with, Lord God, there soon be a thing in the past. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you for dealing with the kidney issues, the organ issues, Lord God. Open up, Lord God, clogged arteries in the name of Jesus. Dissolve blood clots in Christ Jesus' name. No aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes. Hallelujah. No, Lord God, hallelujah, circulation disorders. In the name of Jesus. And God, we're praying restoration to those who may have had strokes and they haven't had movement in one of those limbs in a long time. We're praying for divine deliverance in the name of Jesus. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. And I believe you, God. I believe, God, you can do it. Hallelujah, because there's nothing too hard for you. Thank you for what you taught us in Luke. Hallelujah, glory be to God, that you've given us authority. You've given us power over all of the power of the devil. And you said, let me turn to that, glory be to God. Let me read it, praise God, hallelujah, because I don't want nobody to think that I'm making this thing up. Luke, the 10th chapter, and I believe it's verse 19. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, where you said in your word, Father God, behold, now look, take a look at this. I have given you, and Jesus, you're saying this, because it's in red. I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, I want to repeat, and nothing shall by any means harm you or hurt you. Glory be to God. God, I agree with your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I agree with your word. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you, Lord God, for dealing with all these different medical situations that's exalting themselves against, Lord God, people everywhere. In the name of Jesus, not just in our families, in the body of Christ or people on earth, Lord God, these things are exalted to themselves. And if you fool around and believe that you got to walk in this disease or this thing that's exalting itself, I pray that you get a hold of God's word and begin to trust God's word and stand on his promises and watch and see, won't he release the supernatural miracle-working healing power in your life in Jesus' name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I cancel any trap that the enemy has set. And I pray he falls in his own traps in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray for traveling mercies, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I lift up those that are lost who have never come to you, Father. Oh, God, I pray that thou would manifest yourself to them that they may know that, yes, you are just who you say that you are. I lift up the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The apostles, the prophets, the pastors, evangelists, the teachers, every person within the body. And I pray, God, I pray that we seek after you, what your word says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, not my righteousness, hallelujah, but your righteousness, hallelujah. And the things that we stand in need of, we're going to have it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm always remembering what John 10:10b says. Jesus, you said you came so that we can have life, hallelujah, more abundantly. In other words, full of life. And not just on this side, but we know eternity, yes, but also on this side, hallelujah, full of life. And if I'm bent over, crippled by stuff that's trying to exalt itself, and I'm sitting there taking it, Jesus, you told a man who had, Lord God, his mat and act like he couldn't get healed. You said, take up your bed and walk. Glory be to God. Been sitting in that situation for a long time. We got to trust God, saints. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father God, to take you to agree with your word. In the name of Jesus, so have mercy, Father. We lift up, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that, like I said, the body of Christ, hallelujah. We lift up, Lord God, our leaders. I've already heard so many that, that's been prayed about, so I do touch and agree with that. And I pray for wisdom, Lord God, for us as intercessors to know how to pray regarding every situation. And God, I thank you that you brought it to my attention that you don't want us to be stuck in a cycle of madness, of deception. So we pray that the sword of the Spirit go forth and break that demon of deception in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, Lord God. We thank you. I heard people declaring and proclaiming, decreeing, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I heard the words, weeping may endure for a night, not for years. Hello, somebody. But you said joy cometh in the morning. Yes, it does. So, Father God, I thank you for the prayers that I heard. I touch and agree with them. I pray in the name of Jesus that you help each and every person that's represented on this line. And, God, you know what each person is standing in need of. And as we trust and take you at your word, agree with your word, trusting that you're going to bring it to pass, God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Be with those, Lord God, that are having surgeries, Lord God, or have had surgeries. We're praying for, Lord God, a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. God, we come against, Lord God, mind detanglement and dementia and Alzheimer's and bipolar, schizophrenia. Lord God, we realize that we've got an enemy that hates our guts, but you keep on standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You showed me miracles, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory be to God, and you restore, hallelujah. Somebody's battling, Lord God, some mind disorder. Lord God, we pray that you restore them to a sound mind in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I love you. Father, I love you. I praise you, and I thank you that you are on our side. And with you on our side, you are more, hallelujah, than the whole wide world against us. You said in Psalms 91, praise God, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Hello, somebody, and I'm in agreement with your promises, Father. God, I pray, hallelujah, that we'll seek you more and more. And God, let your presence abide with us everywhere we go. because people need you everywhere in Jesus' name. I love you. I lift up the woman of God, Lord God, that comes faithful on this line. I pray also for Pastor Bird in the name of Jesus and her family and all of those, Lord God, that have lost loved ones, Lord God. Yes, we'll miss them, but God, we commit them to you. And we thank you for the ones that know when they close their eyes on this side that they'll wake up in eternity with you. Glory be to God. You did say, Jesus, to the man on the cross, glory be to God, today, when he shed his eyes, you said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So much to thank you about, Father God. We thank you for saving our children's lives. Thank you for every good and perfect thing that you're doing for us. Help us, Lord God. Strengthen us day by day. And be with those, Lord God, that are suffering everywhere. And we pray for a divine deliverance. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us liberty and freedom. Hallelujah. From sickness, from sin, from disease, from the coronavirus, in the name of Jesus, from strongholds, from addictions, from any form of darkness, anything that's trying to interfere with your divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives. We pray the sword of the Spirit go forth and annihilate it in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, hallelujah, that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, the works of disobedience, the works of rebellion in the name of Jesus. All these things that's trying to interfere with your will for us. Your will be done. Hallelujah, Father God. Your good will, and your will is always good for us. We love you today. We bless you today. Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord God, and those that may not even say a word on this line. Meet the need, and we'll worship you. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you for answering these prayers. In Jesus' name, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Glory be unto the Most High God. I thank God for all the prayers that went forth and the anointing and the flow and the obedience of those that prayed, for those that have challenges and sickness and disease and surgeries and all that when we first came in. So we bless the Lord for you all. And at this time, we've already prayed for those requests that we started out when we opened the line. So are there any other prayers, requests that are out there besides what we already did? Praise the Lord. Somebody's TV is playing. If you're not going to say anything, I guess you need to go ahead and let the guest. Would you kindly mute your phone? All the lines are open now for any prayer requests. If there is a praise report, we'll take those now too as well. After that, we'll make our announcements, and we're going to give God glory for all that he's already done. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Truly, I bless the Lord for you all tonight. And I'll call Pastor Sims just prior to coming into service at 6:30 and 6:40. I was just had to remember she was the one I couldn't remember last night that was supposed to speak tonight, so I just had to pull out one of our oldies out of the book and whatever. That's the reason why I, for those that may have came on and I was speaking, that was a situation that had occurred with that, so that way we can keep the flow of who was speaking for the 15 minutes out of all the prayer warriors. So later on, we'll probably give her some space another time. But in the meantime, we're getting ready to have our not getting ready, but next Sunday will be myself, Prophetess BJ, and the next following Sunday, fourth Sunday, will be Prophetess Benjamin, in a word that I was saying that God has given about a month and a half ago, but it was really last month. It didn't have space to work that out, so we can be able to have the meetings back-to-back instead of every other, so that way we can keep focusing on what the message was about. You didn't give it to me to reveal it. We're just going to speak it when it comes or what the theme is. But nevertheless, praise God. And I can't remember whether it was anyone plugged in for next Sunday, I mean next Monday night, but I know the fourth Monday night, Prophet Alicia out of Arkansas will do her 15 minutes. Bless the Lord. If there's not any more requests or remarks, we thank God again for the Apostle Burton last night was keeping your eyes fixed on the prize. That was a dynamic message, really. The Lord bless. And I've already shared some of that already earlier, so we're not going to go back over that. But anyone that wants to go back and listen, that might be a guest on, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, and the word is D-E-V-I-N-E. That's what we spell for the ministry, Divine Connection. And you will be able to go back and listen to any of the episodes in time past. Mother McCormick's Mother McCormick's birthday is tomorrow, so she's out at the beach. Her family just really blessed her. She thought she might be able to come online, but I don't think she was able to. So she's celebrating hers away. That's the reason why she's not online right now. They have a few days out there. I think she's coming back on her birthday tomorrow. But in the meantime, keep them prayed up that they'll go and come back safely. In the name of Jesus, thank God. My daughter from Canada, she made it back home safe. Everything is fine. She went there to visit with her husband because he has an assignment out in Canada right now, Archie. So keep him prayed up and his team. But in the meantime, I thank God for all of you and all the powerful prayers, and that we're going to keep one another prayed up, because even while y'all sacrificing to be online, we know all of us have different things going on in our lives and our families, but that's the kind of God we serve. He does that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. While we are still yet doing his will and seeking his face and be about his business, he's taking care of ours, and he has not forgotten your labor of love. Praise God. And for those that already been prayed for on the line that just visiting, thank God the prayer warriors always try to keep the visitors, even though they don't say anything, covered as well and prayed and believing God to bless in you all's homes and your families, and also in ministry as well as your jobs and whatever else is needed. We bless God for you. I love you. Praise God for you. We look forward to meeting up with you for those that are available on Sunday, and we still service on Monday and the rest of the month. And Pastor Wise will be here on the first Sunday in November. The Lord's been dealing with me about the end of the year revival, but I don't have all the details, and I didn't need to get a confirmation. He's just been dealing with me about it, but we were saying we were going to earlier that we were going to have something before the end of the year, but I have not had anything clarity on that yet. And whatever it is, it's going to be like have to be the first week in December if we do it for that week. So those that are available and in town or come on to support or whatever, then if you're called to do some things, if you're available, so be it. If you're not, all is still well, because we know it's holiday time. But these people that are so faithful for this line here, oh, Jesus. Ooh, I thank God for y'all. You are some faithful people. And I'm not discriminating when I've called certain names out, praise God, periodically, because you are definitely some faithful people. You can always depend on Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, glory to God, Pastor Bert, when she's available. But y'all, praise God, I'm telling you, and Lord, I'm just Mother McCormick definitely as well, and praise God, and since Brother Black has joined us, he's definitely, but before him, these other ones are so faithful. Even Pastor Burton, before she had to take on so many duties that she can't be as much, but you, it's about five of you all, and then now, this last 2 years, with Brother Black coming on, and then recently Pastor Sims came over in the last several months with Sister Brenda as well, and she'll set her job sometime. We'll have her kind of off days and whatever like this. But all these going up to 6 years. And then Sister Nola's been there periodically too as well. But y'all, some of you, all other ones, you have been here on your post. I mean, at the last minute, wherever you're traveling or whatever, I am just elated by what God is doing. And I have to remember now, Brother Black, is this your second year or it's already... I think it's May. If it's not April, it's May. Is this your second year? Did he go off already? Well, maybe he's dropped already. But I'm trying to calculate something. But evidently, I'll look at my books and find out But in the meantime, thank you all for being so faithful. We love you. Before I start running on, and we need to go off because we've got some extra time being off tonight. So we're going to take advantage of that and bless the Lord for you and thank God for you. We'll be back in touch with some other things we'll talk about concerning going forward. But I bless God for you. I pray 100-fold blessing on you. Thank God for even your contributions of keeping the ministry going, of what you're doing in the monetary for us to keep this line going. Glory to God, because for some may be thinking it's not an 800 number. This is a number that we do pay for. And God bless and thank God again for Pastor Dorsey. None of us have heard from her in a long time, not less than Mother Alexander has, but I think about her. I left a note a while back and stuff like this probably last week. But in the meantime, we pray blessings upon her for her glory to God, suggesting and getting this, setting me up so I can get started and whatever like this. Everything is in all our names, the ministry name from the beginning. It's just the fact that we just thank God that God put it in our heart for me to start doing this and reaching people out more than what we're doing on the 800 number. So I thank God for that jump start, that God bless her for laying that foundation. And not only that, for the first two years, she was with people carrying us, and then now we carry ourselves as among us as bringing the finances together to keep it moving. So we thank God for it. Praise the Lord, and we love you. God's blessings upon you. 100-fold blessing back to you. Have a good night. Be blessed of the Lord. Have a wonderful week. Angels be in camp, and we speak life, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shalom.
Amen. Amen and shalom.
Shalom. Thank God for your faithfulness. Shalom. Brother Black, you back on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was asking you, is this your second year? May your second year?
Yes.
Okay then. Oh, praise God. So I'm trying to remember. Was last year we celebrate 5 years? So was it this year we celebrate 5 years? I can't remember.
This year we celebrated 5, and this is my second.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. Then. All right, then. We love you. God bless. Angels being camp, we love y'all. Have a wonderful week. Looking for God to bless in a miraculous, marvelous, wonderful way. We're going to listen for the reports. Amen. Y'all have a good night. Shalom.